So yesterday we were talking about outcomes. So before we go on, the story I like to start with for the day, it's out of a Chicken Soup for the Soul book. And you know, there's many of those that have stories that are written by individuals about their experience. So this was written by someone quite famous about, and the title is called There Are No Vans. So this little boy tells the story of when Thanksgiving dinner was delivered to his family, which was a very poor family. They had never had a decent Thanksgiving meal. And when the man came to the door with a cardboard box with a turkey and all the fixings and pumpkin pie and everything, and tried to give it to the father said, "We can't accept that." And the stranger at the door said, "I don't have a choice. I have to give it to you." And he just left the box on their doorstep. Well, the family enjoyed an incredible Thanksgiving dinner because somebody had done this deed of kindness for them. So, years later, the young boy that had been in that family, when he was very successful and a prosperous business person, decided that with his young wife, they were away from their home on Thanksgiving. They needed to do this same ritual with other people. So he began, and he was in New York. He wanted to go to Harlem and deliver boxes to families there for Thanksgiving. So he sent his staff out to collect all the items that would have to go in the boxes and to rent vans so that they could deliver it and make sure that many of these families in Harlem had a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner. And the people came back, the staff came back, and they said, "Okay, we've assembled all the supplies, but there are no vans for rent anywhere. We've gone to every rental car company, and there are no vans available in New York." And this man said, "I'm not going to take no for an answer." So he went out on the street. He stood on the street corner, and when a van stopped at a light, he went over and knocked on the window and said, "Can I rent your van from you?" And he was turned down by many people. So then he got to where he would stand in front of the van and say, "I really need your van for this project." And he wasn't having much luck until finally, a man came along in a big, huge van. And when the window was knocked on he said, "I really want to rent your van so that I can deliver Thanksgiving dinners to people who really need them in Harlem." This guy said, "You hit the jackpot. I represent the Salvation Army." And, you know, those of you who know about the Salvation Army know that one of their missions is to feed the poor. And so he in their big, huge van, so they only needed one van to do all of this, he took them into the South Bronx and into families that never would have been served in any other way. And what he said after this whole experience was, "You can make anything happen if you commit to it and take action." So once you set an outcome, it's important you commit to it and take whatever action you need to. And guess who wrote that story? Tony Robbins. Yes, many of you probably heard him tell it. Yeah, you can do anything if you commit to it.